Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's start off looking at the weather and the news of freeze damage and how that impacted the markets.
Well, I think we did have some freeze damage. You know, Jeff Edwards talked about the damage a couple of weeks ago, and we had some additional damage this last week. But I think this is a case of moisture trumping the freeze. We're going to lose some yields because of the freeze. That, you know, so there was talk of, as you get up into Kansas, it not being as mature as it was last year, and that's good. But we got moisture in critical areas for the hard red winter wheat up through north central Oklahoma, up through central Kansas. And I think the market looked at that and says the increased yield because of that moisture is going to be more than the lost yields from the freeze.
Okay, we also got some new supply and demand numbers released this week. How did those figures play into the markets?
Well, I think they were mostly neutral. You can look at the wheat. The market was expecting 731 million bushels ending stocks. That's right there where it came in. Now, they did miss the world ending stocks. They underestimated it. They were expecting 6.55 billion bushels. That came in at 6.7. You look at corn. Corn ending stocks came in less than expected at 757 million bushels compared to 824 expectations. World corn ending stocks, though, were slightly higher at 4.93 billion bushels, and soybeans came in right at both U.S. and world expectations. So what we had there was, you know, neutral wheat, negative to neutral at the corn, and the soybeans neutral.
Okay, what else is going on in the market?
Well, if you look around the market, and you can go back to that supply and demand report, they increased the exports for Australia, the European Union, the former Soviet Union. We've got financial problems and economic problems in Egypt, and they may have trouble. They're one of the largest importers, may have trouble shipping to Egypt in the future.
Okay, and then what are price expectations?
Well, now we're in a weather market. It's highly variable. I've got the June 20 price for 2013 in central Oklahoma at $6.75 a bushel.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kim. We'll see you next week. And now we want to introduce you to this year's Dasner Champions.